world is Matt Lauer.
Right.
Right. You know.
Sugar, they can't tell you that. If you listen.
I don't know where I'm from.
The four of you, let's see, one, two, three. So the four of you should, they can tell you how much Caucasian you are. It'd be interesting to find out who is the whitest of you.
Yeah.
I think we know the answer.
What percentage you are of Caucasian, American Indian, African, or Asian?
All right, well,
I like that.
When we get the results back from that DNA thing with whatever, with my health and your health, we'll get it for everybody on the show. Baby, how long does that take? When do we get the results on that?
I think if you do your origin, that takes longer, maybe a month. I was thinking about that. We should be getting the other thing back any time now with all your, you know, I'm interested to see how good you are at washing the toxins out of your body, because that'll tell, for one thing, if you're going to live to be 100 like George Burns smoking cigars, or if, you know, maybe not. So
okay.
That'll help me make plans.
Listen, you make plans for my impending doom. Well, think about this, because you were right there with me. A good wife you are last night, watching American Idol with me.
Oh,
so just tell me something.
It's like going to a school play for Bart. You know, that's what I feel like when I'm in there. It is just being a good supporting member of the family. And I don't know why I do, because you don't even bother, because it's, you know, you got your girlfriend calling you nonstop.
But I talked to you. I said a lot of the things that I said to Rob, I ran past you first. You were like my test audience for a lot of my stuff. But the highlight really was, and I was embarrassed about this,
what?
When they said Scott Sable was the loser.
Yes.
And Frieda was sitting right there by me. And baby, my whole life, like at a football game when I get excited.
Right, right.
It was like if the Packers scored a touchdown. I went, oh, yeah! Who called it? And she said, if only you were as smart about things that matter. Isn't that what you said?
Yes, that's the discussion I have. Why couldn't you know, like, the stock market? Why do you have to be able to call American
Idol? I mean, I'm standing in our TV room, and I'm saying, I'm pointing at my wife, and I'm saying, nobody believe, like I'm Nostradamus, like I really know what the hell. I'm like, you don't understand. Nobody. I know the fat guy is out. And then the phone rings. Excuse me, I gotta talk to my people.
I bet you could have laid down a bet on it. I bet somewhere they'd have wagering on that.
Always.
No question.
Mm. All right, baby.
And then later on, you know, because it's not that bad. See, I want you to be a good wife, but then you have to come and chat with me and rehash and relive the glow. And then I had to grab your little lips and just tell you, not that interesting.
She did. I was walking by her and I just said, hey, you know. That's what I love about that show. And she just great. She said,
are you going to have the same feeling you do about football when we're getting close to the end of it? Because we're going to have to wait.
No. I don't feel like that about like football.
At least it seems a little bit more manly when it's about football.
Right on. I don't care.
It's not really the sexiest when it's
homo.
I don't care.
It's competition, right. Baby, and I'm the Jimmy the Greek of American Idol.
You are.
I'm so proud.
How about a prediction for who will win then? Out of the three?
Bob Ice.
Bob Ice.
Wow. Bob Ice is your winner.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Stick with me. I'm still not sneezing from the hot sauce.
You are the stallion of American Idol.
Bingo, baby.
Bingo.
All right, baby. I will see you later.
Goodbye, sweetie.
Okay, I already told you. I got her booze.
She was happy to find out you got the big, big, big size. That's good.
Got the biggest possible, so she's set through the weekend.
Let her have her bourbon.
All right.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, baby.
That's sweet, Mike.
Now, hold on a second. We have guys calling about the
used to sing it to my relatives, right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Rick. I have a quick question about the competition. I was wondering if you share a condition with Ron Mexico if the prize doubles.
What, you got herpes?
Wow, that would make it
ew.
Worse.
Ew, no, disqualified, gross.
Disqualification, yeah.
Oh, gross, gross.
So you'd have, like, sores and stuff.
Oh, God.
Maybe.
Ew.
Maybe.
No, keep them out of here.
Maybe you would. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, gross.
Hello?
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Is this Mike Landis?
Don.
I don't know, Mike.
It's the same guy.
I don't know what's going on. I think so. Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Hi there.
Hey, Shaving came up a couple minutes ago, and about Frida, I was wondering, is she got the big Earth mama like Big Frida?
Hold on, I couldn't understand everything you were saying.
All
was about
I know is you brought
shaving, up. Shaving my wife and my mother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was...
That's the question.
I want to know...
Hey, sir, hold on a second, hold on. All right, I'm gonna implore you. I've had a kind of a long day, okay?
Okay.
I want you to try real, real hard to put a legitimate sentence together. All right?
Okay.
Go.
I'm ready. Frida, does she have the Earth Mama natural bush like Big Frida?
Like Big Frida, like you know what my mother-in-law's got going on down there.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, yes.
Like, he believes he does.
What's worth it, though? He did do it. He did do it.
Oh, God. And the answer's no. Everyone knows my mother-in-law has a landing strip. Everybody knows that.
I didn't know that, actually.
I call it John Wayne Airport.
Oh my God! I apologize for my language.
Isn't that the
airport? My eye popped out.
How does it taste?
My eye just popped out.
You are a crying, pipsqueaking ass.
Oh Jesus!
Okay. So listen, guys. Seriously, this contest.
Where did you find these Packer Woods?
This contest with the
what contest?
Oh, the Great Balls of Fire, Mom.
Oh,
I forgot. Don't forget, you come down for Cinco de Mayo. You put one of these Nerf balls that's in Joe's famous hot sauce down your pants. The guy who can withstand it the longest wins $1,000 in a trip to Las Vegas, and it's live in our studio, and we'll have pictures on the website and everything. What?
I'm just thinking of all the things that are going through my mind right now. You know, taking the Bourbon Express to John Wayne Airport.
There's always somebody looking for some.
Oh, Lord. Some stuff you just can't shake out of your brain.
Who else have you blabbed to?
Yeah. They have to make an emergency landing here. Gonna have to, you know what, on the ground, gonna have to put out the foam.
What did you say?
You gotta, well, they do that when if a plane's coming in and something.
Yeah, yes.
They put, like...
if it's really hot on the tarmac.
Yes.
Say that again.
No, I won't, John.
Don't cuss.
I didn't cuss.
You are a lot of trouble.
Oh, not really.
Well, he's yours.
Who's mine?
Bend over.
Hey.
You look like the vermin-ridden son of a bitch you are.
Oh, now you're talking.
Can you hear me?
You're not invited into this conversation.
Well, now that we got that cleared up.
Please.
That is that.
No, that's a good thing. But
we'd like to ask you some questions.
We'll ask her then.
That's not strictly true.
What's not true?
No, I don't think we'd take too kindly to being arrested, mister.
I'm not going to arrest you.
I wouldn't kill.
You are not invited.
Get on your horse.
I want to see you! Ah!
Shut up!
Seems to be the idea.
Okay.
Thank you!
We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you.
I want the whole thing.
The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough. Bitch.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, this is Bob Barker from The Fight for Christ, and I never listen to the Don and Mike Show. It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
I don't reckon it'll happen again for months and months and months. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Bob Barker. Don't forget, spay and neuter your interns. And our doors are open, and we've already got a couple of Hunyaks out there for the contest.
Yes.
So we've got at least, I think, two, maybe four of the spots full. Guys, you want to get down here, WJFK, Donna Mike, World Broadcast Headquarters, 10800 Main Street, Toothless, Fairfax, Virginia.
Yes, right in the heart of beautiful Fairfax.
Yeah. Great balls of fire for Cinco de Mayo. You heard Joe's been brewing his hot sauce, and the Nerf balls are in there, and you put them in your pants. If it lasts the longest in your underpants, you win.
Yes, the hot sauce Nerf balls.
$1,000 and the trip to Las Vegas today.
Wow.
Okay, I've not yet told you the man that a woman made cry here at the radio station.
No, you said that earlier. You teased, and then we got off topic.
Yeah, we're going to have to come back to that. I've written myself yet another post-it note, though,
all right,
to talk about the man who cried.
Please. A man here at the radio station.
A man here at the radio station.
Very good. All right.
But first, Buzz,
yes,
do us a favor and go to, I know you have this as your favorite,
yes,
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Well, here it is in my favorites list right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay. We've got something on there today. It's already up right now. The link is up now if you go to today's show.
Uh-huh.
It is really, hold on. Buzz, find that.
I am.
And also let me hit Mike to the fact that we have pictures of Tom Cruise's girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Katie Holmes. Take a look. These pictures are on our website as well.
Right.
Check out, you want to talk about herpes?
Yeah.
Check out this chick's face, Katie Holmes.
Jeez.
These are recent pictures taken of her in Los Angeles.
She has what
appears to be a herpetic sore on her upper and also lower lip and that near her chin.
That's pretty nasty. Now, early speculation I saw, because Tom Cruise is such a man, is that that was razor burn from their incessant kissing.
Yeah, it looks like she was hit in the face with a bag of jelly.
Wow.
Okay.
Boy, I mean, if that's razor burn, it's the worst I've ever seen.
Anyway, I still think it's a fake, the whole romance thing with them.
Yeah, right.
And the pictures of Katie Holmes are on our website with her big zits. Also on our website right now is just the best video that you're ever going to see.
Really?
Kelsey Grammer is making a speech and takes a tumble.
Really?
Buzz, if you could click where it says, see, a link the guys wanted to share with ye. Are you there yet?
I'm looking for a link the guys wanted to share with me.
It's right underneath the pictures, old man.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Buzz.
Young man, I'm still on the front page. Do you want me to go to the photo section?
Go to today's show.
Go to today's show. Ah, a clue.
I'm sorry, I thought I had said that.
Perhaps you did, but the computer's slow, too. You went from the Daily Logs? Is that where today's show is?
Absolutely.
All right.
You know,